Yesterday, Xiaoji explained the word sarasa as used by the Buddha. Xiaoji explained by using the example, just as the food that is taken every day, each of these food has its own flavor. In the same way, every nama rupa has its own unique nature or characteristics, which is compared to the flavor of the food. When taking food, when one chooses the food properly, paying attention to it, one will know the taste every time one chooses the food. In the practice of meditation, in order to know the true nature, one has to note every arising object, every activity. One should be noting all these objects effectively with sustained mindfulness. When the person is able to note with sustained mindfulness, the person comes to know each of these nature of these objects, which are compared to the taste of food. So Xiaoji encourages that the yogis practice diligently with sustained mindfulness. Yogis should not be practicing flippantly, but they should be practicing diligently. Whatever object that arises, whether good or bad, in order to note the object, one should exert effort in the noting. One should be always alert, active, ready to note the object. If there is lack of diligence, there will also be lack of mindfulness. And if one's effort is slack, sati mindfulness will also be slack. When the yogi asserts diligent effort in the practice, sati mindfulness will become stronger. When sati mindfulness is present, there will also be samadhi, concentration, the mind noting, the mind falling calm and collected on the object. The object that the person is mindful of, his or her concentration will also fall calm, collected, unified on the object that has been noted. And the mind will not be agitated by raga, lust. The mind will not be agitated by other defilements, and the mind is pure and clean. When Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes continuous, the Kanika Samadhi will be strengthened, and one comes to know the true nature by noting the object effectively, efficiently. By noting the object effectively, efficiently, one comes to know the true nature distinctly in a clear-cut manner. As much the noting mind falls directly onto the object, one comes to know the true nature completely. Just as when eating food, one has to chew properly in order to know the flavor of the taste, in the same way, in noting the object, one should note the object effectively, efficiently, so that one comes to know the true nature. In order that the noting should be effective, the noting mind should strike on the object. When two things are put together, when two things are in touch with each other, it means that there is no gap in between. In the same way, when noting the object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, one should note with aiming, directing the mind onto the object, putting effort so that the noting reaches on the object. And when the mind falls on stiffness, one comes to know stiffness. When the mind falls on tension, one comes to know tension. There should not be any gap between the noting mind and the object that has been noted. The noting mind should always be in touch, or the noting mind should strike on the object in order to know the true nature. When chewing the food, when the food goes between the upper teeth and the lower teeth, and when these two upper teeth and the lower teeth come together without any gap, the food will be chewed, the food will be grinded between the two teeth, and one will know the taste. In order to know the true nature, there should not be any gap between the noting mind and the object. There should not be any separation of the noting mind and the object. The mind should strike on the object with no gap in between. When noting the object, the noting mind should meet directly with the object. The noting mind should hit on the object. The noting mind should fall on the object. The noting mind should be concurrent with the object. And thus, the noting will be effective and efficient. When noting rising of the abdomen, the noting mind falling on stiffness, tension, movement, that one comes to know the nature of stiffness, tension, and movement. So in order to know the nature, the noting mind should meet with the object, the noting mind should hit and strike on the object. And thus, the noting will be effective and efficient. When the noting mind strikes the object, it should strike in a rush. It should immediately hit the object as soon as the object arises. In order that the noting mind should stick onto the object, one should exert effort so that the noting mind will strike on the object. One should not be noting slowly, sluggishly, but in noting the object, there should be momentum so that the sati, mindfulness, will be busata visita, extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness. So in order that the mindfulness should be extraordinarily outstanding, one should rush one's noting mind onto the object. One should plunge one's noting mind onto the object. There is no time for thinking, imagining. One should note the object right away, rushing the mind onto it so that the sati will be extraordinarily outstanding mindfulness. When the mindfulness is efficient, the benefit will be that the mind is protected away from the defilements. The defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness will have no chance to arise, as sati, mindfulness, is protecting the mind. And one gets these benefits when the noting is efficient. Also, the noting mind should reach the object. The noting mind should grab hold of the object. It is concerning with vidaka and vijara, initial application and sustained application. In order to keep the noting mind concurrent with the object, one has to aim and direct the mind onto the object, exerting effort in the noting, so that the noting mind hits the object, the noting mind reaches the object. When the noting mind reaches the object, the nature that has been hidden will be known. In rising, the nature such as stiffness, tension, they are hidden. That cannot be known by the ordinary mind. But when the noting mind reaches the object, rising of the abdomen, one comes to know the hidden nature, stiffness, tension, movement. So one has to come to know this nature. If the person is noting in a superficial way, one will not be able to differentiate the rising and falling. Or one may only just know as rising and falling. And at times, the noting mind just fall on the location where the rising falling is, the form or shape of the abdomen. And at times, the noting mind may only fall on the manner of rising, but still the nature that has been hidden will not be known if one is noting superficially. By noting with aim and effort, when the noting mind reaches the object, rising of the abdomen, the noting mind will fall beyond the form or shape of the abdomen or the manner, and one will come to know stiffness, tension, movement, which were hidden before. So these natures, such as stiffness, tension, movement, which were hidden before, will become obvious. The person will come to know the stiffness, tension, movement when noting rising of the abdomen, and the person comes to know certainly, surely of this nature of stiffness, tension, and movement. In order that the noting should be effective, one should have all the mental strength needed in the noting. When these mental strength are overwhelming, the noting will be effective. One should assert effort so that there will not be sluggishness. The mind will not be slack when there is effort. Noting the object with aiming, directing. When the mind, noting mind is directed onto the object, there will not be wrongful thoughts. There will not be kama vitaka, the sensual thought, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds. There will not be vyavada vitaka, the ill will thoughts, wanting to destroy others. There will not be vihimsa vitaka, the cruelty thoughts, wanting to destroy others out of envy, jealousy, and stinginess. These wrongful thoughts have no chance to arise when the noting mind is aimed or directed onto the object. Noting the object with aim and effort, when the noting mind strikes and rubs against the object, one becomes certain of the nature, and vichikicca, skeptical doubt, is removed. Every moment there is mindfulness, the defilements that can arise by lack of mindfulness will have no chance to arise. Every time one is mindful, the mind is protected away from the defilement so that there is safety, security, away from the defilements. When the noting mind falls on the object, the mind will not be distracted, the mind will not run elsewhere, the mind will not be scattered, but the mind falls calm, collected on the object. When one has these mental strength in the noting, these mental strength becomes overwhelming and yogi tastes the flavor, the taste of the Dhamma. When noting the object, when these mental strength are present, when these mental strength are overwhelming, yogi feels joyous and happy in the practice as his or her noting become effective and efficient. There will be the Dhamma taste, having joy. Both the mind and the body feels light. There will be joy, happiness. When these vitaka and vichara, when these factors are present, when vitaka, initial application, and vichara, sustained application, are present, the other factors, piti, joy, sukha, happiness, and ekagata, one-pointedness, also follow. And also there will be basati, tranquility. When the noting becomes overwhelming, these joy, happiness, one-pointedness will also arise. The example is given when playing marbles, when the player can throw the marble to the target, the player feels joy, happiness, and satisfaction. In the same way, when noting the object, when the noting mind hits the target, the object of meditation, when the noting becomes efficient, the yogi also feels joy, happiness, one-pointedness, the mind becoming unified, calm, collected, and there will be satisfaction. So as much the noting becomes efficient, one feels happy, joyous, happy, and having this one-pointedness of the mind. By being mindful of the object, at the moment the object arises, one is sure to know the true nature. When the abdomen rises, when one notes rising of the abdomen, with a strengthened mind, with having all the mental factors, mental strength present, when the mind falls on the stiffness, one comes to know stiffness. When the mind falls on tension, one comes to know tension. When the mind falls on movement, one comes to know movement. One knows the true nature. In the beginning of the practice, one knows the stiffness mixed with the form or shape of the abdomen, or at times, one knows this tension mixed with the manner of rising and falling. But later on, one comes to know the mere stiffness, tension, movement itself, without the form or shape concept, or without the manner concept. Even if one has not discerned the true nature yet, but when the mind falls on form or shape of the abdomen, the mind does not run elsewhere, and there will be samadhi, concentration, and one gains benefit. As the samadhi, concentration, becomes continuous, one after another, the noting mind falls on the true nature, and the person will certainly come to know the nature for sure. In the sitting meditation, when the yogi is able to note the primary object, rising and falling of the abdomen, skillfully, efficiently, yogi comes to know the nature in the rising and falling, as well as yogi also is able to note other objects that arise. When the yogi can skillfully note rising and falling, the primary object, yogi can also note other objects such as thinking, planning, restlessness. And yogi notices as soon as the mind wanders, and yogi is able to note right away as soon as the wandering mind arises. And yogi also comes to know the nature of the mind. Also, when unpleasant sensations such as pains and aches, tiredness, when they arise, yogi is also able to note them, and yogi discerns the true nature. In this way, when the yogi becomes skillful, he, she comes to discern the true nature in the rising falling, as well as the other objects that arise during the sitting. Yogi is able to note various kinds of objects in the practice. When practicing walking meditation, yogi has to be mindful of the steps in order to know the true nature. One should focus one's attention on the foot and note lifting, moving, and placing. In the beginning, in the walking, one may only know the form or shape of the foot, or at times, one knows the manner of lifting, moving, and placing. But when Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, becomes strong, yogi discerns beyond form or shape or the manner, but he, she discerns the true nature. At times, one experiences as if the foot is pushed, lifted from below, or at times, one feels lightness. But Saraji will not tell you the answer, what you will experience in lifting, moving, placing. So by noting with aim and effort in the walking, noting, lifting, moving, and placing, one comes to know the true nature. So if one pays full attention, note precisely, one comes to know the true nature in the lifting, moving, and placing. Just as when the person chews properly, paying attention, one knows the taste, the flavor of the food. In the same way, noting precisely, accurately, with aim and effort, yogi comes to know the true nature. So it is very important that yogis are just practicing in the appearance of a yogi, but it is important that the yogi becomes an ideal yogi, a yogi who is a good example, who is practicing meticulously, thoroughly, efficiently. When standing, one should pay attention, one should be aware of the whole body standing, noting it as standing. It is not just the leg that is standing, it is the whole body standing. So one should keep one's awareness on the whole body standing, noting it as standing. So in the text, it says that one should be aware from the foot till the head, the whole body. But nowadays, people keep their awareness from the head to toe, the whole body from head to toe, standing, noting it as standing. When the mind falls on standing, one feels as if a stick is standing up stiff and erect. And when turning also, one should keep one's awareness. In the turning, one should note the intention to turn and the actual turning. And when noting turning, one should keep the awareness on the whole body turning and note it as turning. In the sitting, one should note rising, falling as the primary object. In the walking, one should note lifting, moving, and placing as the object. If one is able to note these primary objects in the sitting and walking meditation, one can also note other objects and the daily activities, such as bending, stretching, turning, opening and closing of the eyes, blinking, and so on. In this way, one should be noting every object so that vipassana jnana, insight knowledge, will progress in great momentum. In noting, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, when the bhavana citta is analyzed, there is the samadhi group, concentration group, and panya group, wisdom group. Samadhi group, samadhi khanda, the samadhi group consists of viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. In noting the object, one exerts diligent effort in the noting. This diligent effort is samavayama, right effort. As much one exerts effort in the noting, mindfulness sticks on the object, and it is samasati, right mindfulness. As much one exerts effort, sati mindfulness will become stronger, and it will become good quality mindfulness. When the mindfulness sticks on the object, the mind is calm and collected. The mind being calm and collected, it is samadhi, right concentration. So these three factors made up samadhi khanda, the samadhi concentration group. Having these three factors of concentration group, priyutana kilesa, obsessive defilements are suppressed. In noting the object, the person aims the noting mind, direct the noting mind onto the object. Aiming, directing the noting mind onto the object is sammasangappa, right? Sammasangappa, the application, right application of the mind. When the noting mind is direct or face to face with the object, one discerns the true nature. Discerning the true nature is sammaditti, right view, right knowledge. In this way, every time one is noting the object, the three factors of samadhi group and the two factors of panya group are present. So if one is mindful for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of samadhi and panya arising. And also the yogis are practicing sila, morality. So in the practice, one is not refraining from what should be refrained, but as one has the restraint of the faculties, there is samvara sila, morality in the form of restraint. And there is also jetana sila, having the volition that if one comes across transgressive things, one will refrain from these transgressions. So there will be sama vaja, sama kamanda, and sama ajiva, right speech, right action, and right livelihood, which are the three factors of sila morality. So in this way, in the noting, these eight factors of sila, samadhi, and panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, are present, and one is said to be on the straight path leading to Nibbana, the total peace. And Saraji will continue to explain tomorrow. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.